This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36 and this is the evening edition with Aiman, Kelvin and Lynn. And joining us in the studio is Nadira Matrang for the Market Wrap. Okay, so Apple has launched nearly 400 new emojis, including gender-neutral characters, in its latest iOS update. And I guess gender inclusivity is becoming a new focus for brands and companies.
Correct. So many of the new emojis focus on inclusion and diversity. In Apple's case, gender-neutral emojis are slightly different in terms of the haircuts and the style and color of their clothes. And they even extended it to fantasy creatures such as merpeople, fairy, and vampires. But this attempt at on-screen inclusivity may backfire because some people have pointed out that the icons indicate how gender non-conforming people should look like. Some even question why these companies had to start gendering the emojis, as regular old smileys were already neutral anyway.
Yeah, you can make anything you want out of a round yellow face.
Well, contentious aside, a 2016 emoji report said that emojis are the fastest growing language worldwide, used by an estimated 92% of the world's online population. And according to Emojipedia, which is the Wikipedia of emojis, there are now some 3,180 emojis compared to 9 years ago when there were only about 600.
Yes, so cultural experts have said that representation by emoji validates identity. So since 2015, when new skin tones were built into the Unicode standard, emoji have become more and more representative of their users. So in the case of Apple's latest iOS update, there's also the option to select the ethnicity of each person in the holding hands emoji. And they're also putting out people with disabilities emojis, such as well as items linked to disabilities, such as canes, wheelchairs and mechanical arms. Mm-hmm. And there's even a drop of blood emoji, which is actually designed to represent menstruation. This is after a campaign to fight period stigma. So the greater diversity in emoji is actually seen as a breakthrough in terms of digital communication because it replaces words and also breaks language barriers.
Now, moving on to Bursa, Farmaniaga Berhad's share price took a tumble today. What's happening?
So Farmaniaga stock plunged 29 cent to 2.21 ringgit, its lowest since mid-April this year. And this comes on the back of the Health Ministry's announcement that the government is no longer renewing Farmaniaga's 10-year concession to distribute drugs and medical supplies. And the ministry says there will be no more concession for such purpose and that an open tender system will be introduced instead. So this will mean that Farmaniaga will have to go through the open tender process to win back the public contract, which will expire by the end of next month.
Nadira, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.